from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing coverage on the Fan of Coco Gauff being named U.S. Olympic flag bearer for Friday night's opening ceremonies, 2024 Paris Olympics. And apparently we have to do this every time we talk about training camp, so get ready to hear this a lot, America. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by our guy, Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg joins us every Wednesday. Greenberg, what up, man?
I'm doing great. How are you two doing?
I'm good. JP's on some drugs.
Nah, just a regular day, dude.
He's doing the Ozzy.
What was Ozzy's drug of choice, Greenberg?
Drugs.
I'm sorry?
All of them.
What was Ozzy's drug of choice?
All of them.
In his day?
D, all the above.
Oh, Jeff's going to flip out. I think I just accidentally closed the stream.
Oh, you did turn yourself off.
Yeah. We just talked about this a little bit. Looking at the odds for Jaden Daniels to win Rookie of the Year, you got to like his chances, right? Like, I get Caleb's ahead of him, maybe Marvin Harrison, but how do you feel about a wager on Jaden to put it together?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting. There probably won't be a quarterback competition, so Jaden Daniels should be able to at least be the starting quarterback of the team. That's probably the first hurdle. And then the second hurdle, obviously, is performance. I think if Washington outperforms expectations, and that's probably like 8, 9 or more wins, and he's the starter, and he's good, right? Like, not average quarterback, but he's actually good, then I think he would definitely get consideration for the award. These awards that are open to all positions are typically won by quarterbacks because they're so important to the football team. I think it's, we've talked about this a lot, right? Like, the upside for Washington, no one really knows how high it can go because we don't know how much all the new pieces from top to bottom are going to fit. But absolutely, I mean, the downside is pretty mitigated. But when you're looking at, trying to take advantage of risk reward, I mean, him winning the Rookie of the Year would certainly qualify.
Of all the new pieces they've got, Greenberg, and there's a bunch of them, but we'll stick offensively just kind of because the stats are easier to generate. But Ertz, Eckler, you had Luke McCaffrey. Of all the new things going on, obviously Jaden's new. You're going to have a rebuild offensive line. What are you most confident will work for Washington?
I think Eckler will work. He appears to me to be a smart guy. I've watched him on a podcast before. He knows his role. He's happy with his role. He wants to be the best in his role. I think the coaching staff knows what he brings to the table. And I think as like a change of pace back, being able to rush the football, catch the football, do a lot of things that can cause the defense to have to second guess themselves. That to me is probably the element that I'm most excited about seeing. Because I think that also has a lot of upside. I mean, he's only a couple years removed from having a lot of touchdowns. What was it, like 18, 2 years ago or
18,
something?
20-something, yeah.
So I understand the running back position. You know, there's a steep decline curve, and I get all that. But for what Eckler's being asked to do, I think is very well within, obviously his skill set, but also the upside, I think, is very large there.
But a lot of that running back drop off, like you see a guy carry the ball 320 times, then they give it to him 225. Part of it is them not giving it to him anymore. Don't you think?
You're right, and that probably does him a favor, right? Because it's that mileage that really takes a toll. I mean, look, I'm not telling you anything new, but, when you carry the ball 300 times, you know, that's almost like 300 mini car crashes you're in, right, with how hard people hit you and tackle you, et cetera. That's wear and tear. So I know he's had an injury history, and I get that, but a lot of football players do. So I think that, you know, him having not having such a high workload in the recent past probably helps him a little bit here.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can follow him at N Greenberg. Read his work. Check out his weird obsession with like odd fighting comic book game cards.
I don't Neanderthal even know what that eating thing habits. Is. That's my new rabbit hole.
Like what?
Talk. Well, they apparently had much more sophisticated tools than we thought, and especially like.
Oh, you're talking about actual Neanderthals and what?
Yeah,
they ate?
Like their flint knives and stuff. Oh, they were like hunting lions with spears and stuff.
I am out on that conversation. I thought you meant like you started eating raw chicken or something.
Nah. No. Like actual Neanderthals. It's pretty fascinating stuff they're finding.
Ah, sure it is. So, dude, I want to ask you about two people because we could chart whether it's a self-fulfilling prophecy to Brian's point that the modern NFL has just started phasing out running backs when they get to like 28, 30 years old so that in turn their stats are worse, or whether maybe some of the theory behind it is valid that the numbers fall off, right? Like, that's a chicken and egg, I'd argue. What do you think about a guy like Zach Ertz, who has missed some time? But, dude, when you watch him out here, he looks great. He looks really good, and he's openly talked about having a chip on his shoulder to prove to the NFL that, yeah, man, I missed a little time, but I can still go.
Yeah, I think it's up to the coaching staff to make sure that he's available for games, right? And you know, that's really been his biggest challenge early in his career, you know, towards the later part of his career. But like you said, when he's on the field, he obviously, you know, is a factor and has to be accounted for. And I guess that's all what I'm talking about, like, with this whole thing. Like, nobody knows how this is all going to work. And, you know, what if Jaden Daniels can throw the ball and is a dual threat? And what if Austin Eckler's, you know, lack of mileage really does, you know, prevent the decline curve from happening? And what if Zach Ertz, who, by the way, has some familiarity with his coaching staff, is able to capture just like a little bit of the magic that he's had before? And then you talk about McCaffrey, and then obviously McLaurin. I mean, like, there's just so many things on offense that have upside. And, you know, we've already seen the downside in the NFL is only like two or three wins, right? Like, even like the worst teams generally win that many games. That's not too far off where Washington was last year. I really do think that the upside is something that needs to be focused on much more, because I think we've already kind of seen the floor of this team over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and dude, it's not like, yo, every question mark is not going to fall in an affirmative answer, right? Like, every single thing is not going to be, yeah, it worked out great. Like, that's just not how the world works. It's not how pro football works. But I think if a few of them break the right way, all of a sudden you're really on to something. And I think with Jaden and with Cliff and with Cliff's success building that offense for Kyler Murray, I just think there's so much for Commanders fans to be excited about. Help me out with this. I'm guessing you saw it. I wrote a story last week about just some trends and some stats to be encouraged about. And I think the notion of Cliff Kingsbury running the air raid offense, he takes a little bit of umbrage with it. And looking at the numbers, I understand it. Like, his offenses are pretty balanced, and some of that is relying on quarterbacks running the ball. But what do you think of a Kingsbury offense?
I think it could be very good, and I think that if he's going to be focusing solely on the offense, that's probably best for everybody involved. I do agree with you. I mean, he was kind of, you know, mislabeled coming out of college, and everyone thought they knew what they were getting. But I do think that he has the pieces here where he can be very creative, and that's, you know, that's really the key to today's NFL, is make the defense either doubt themselves or confuse them enough, even for like a split second, where you can create some open plays. And that brings me back to my point before, which was, you know, the people that are going to be open are McLaurin, Ertz, McCaffrey, you know, like those are the guys, Eckler, like those are the guys that are playmakers or could be playmakers. So, you know, I don't think, to your point, like everything's going to be great, but it could be. And it doesn't take a lot, especially at the quarterback position. Even a small improvement to where they get average quarterbacking could very well be the difference for this team if other key pieces start to work, right? I mean, like if the defense plays better, if Johnny Newton's left foot really is okay and he comes back ahead of schedule and is, you know, performs. And I mean, like, there's just so many things on this team that are unknowns. It just seems like it has a lot more chances to go right than it does to go horribly wrong.
But all of that depends on that offensive line being better than they were last year and coming together. And I think that's the question. I think we get caught up focusing on the quarterback. If the O-line is not good, the quarterback's not going to be good. I don't care how good he is. So do they have enough there to make sure they give him the time to grow?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly made some, you know, they made some changes there, and I think that they kind of, you know, went into that thinking, you know, they needed to shore up those spots. But I also don't think that they were as bad as they were last year. Like, I think Pro Football Focus had them as an average pass blocking unit, which I think would surprise a lot of people. They have them expected to be below average.
I think the
average
quarterback played a big role in that.
Yeah, I mean, but I think having a mobile quarterback
played a role in that.
I think having a mobile quarterback helps it to some extent. You know, Andrew Wiley, Cosme played very well, I think. So I do think the piece is there, but you're absolutely right. I mean, if the quarterback has to run for his life, especially a young quarterback, and like his first indoctrination into the league is, you know, oh my God, like I have to just run all the time, or I just have to get myself out of trouble. You know, that can certainly curtail development. But you know, I'm giving this coaching staff a lot of the benefit of the doubt, the front office. Wait and see what happens. But I think the offensive line was probably better statistically than a lot of people give it credit for.
I think the quarterback held onto the ball too long. I think that was a problem for Howell coming
absolutely
out of college. And I think we saw that it continued to be a problem. I think, honestly, I mean, this team and, frankly, organization has gotten the center position so wrong so consistently since Chase Roullier broke his leg in Denver in 21. And I think Nick Gates, while a funny guy and a compelling guy, was a real problem the first – what did he start, B? The first six, seven games before they finally benched him?
Yeah.
And I think things kind of stabilized. But, like, unfortunately, you had Howell playing at a decent level with Gates running a really subpar offensive line. Then they finally bench Gates, and the offensive line starts to play better. But Howell's, you know, was on the down trend at that point. It was just – it was a bad recipe, and it kind of – doesn't matter now because it's all different. Greenberg, going forward here, what do you make of the rest of the NFC East? We're starting to see, you know, some reports, some interesting stuff, some perhaps irrelevant stuff. What matters to you? CeeDee Lamb's holding out. The Giants may have had an injury, one of these dudes they just signed. You don't want to make too much out of a guy getting carted off on day one of training camp, but it was one of these offensive linemen that Joe Shane made a big deal out of signing, just had to leave the field. What do you think division-wide?
I think it's going to be top-heavy with Dallas and Philadelphia. I mean, obviously injury is going to play a role. I think it's going to be a lot more competitive. I think the Giants will be better. I think Washington will be better. So, you know, you see like 10 or 11 wins at the top, and you see maybe like 6 or 7 wins at the bottom instead of the 8-win gap that we had last year. You know, I do think injuries are going to play a role, obviously. but I don't think this is going to be like one of the more out of hand divisions that they are. I don't think it'll be like the AFC, the NFC South either, where maybe like you don't really know who's going to take control. But look, Washington has a chance at the division. A lot of things have to go right. They have the schedule to do it. They have the pieces in place that could provide enough upside to do it. But I think that Philadelphia and Dallas, if healthy, are probably obviously a big step ahead. But like you said, a couple of key injuries and then, you know, who knows what can happen. I mean, look what happened with Cincinnati last year. You know, we've seen it time and again. There's going to be some team that goes from worst to first in division. There always is. You know, Washington is as good a bet as any to make it happen if you take Cincinnati out of the equation.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think things need to break right for Washington and probably wrong for Dallas or Philly, like one of those two. Those things happen. So we'll just kind of see as it unfolds. Neil, last thing I wanted to ask you, just as somebody that understands the world of probabilities and statistics and how that all shakes out, you know, people in the chat on the stream on YouTube are wondering, you know, what it is I'm constantly doing. What if I told you that during this segment, I was able to hunt down and kill a fly that had been pestering me for the greater part of 2 hours, and I did it all while maintaining my cool as a broadcaster and throwing it out the tent and then putting hand sanitizer on to make sure I'm at my cleanliness best? What are the odds of someone pulling that off while live on the radio?
I think you'd have a better chance of being injured on a toilet because that's some Mr. Miyagi stuff right there.
He did. He did it.
You didn't think I could do it, B?
I just wish that you will not smash nothing with your hands anymore.
Bro, that fly was driving me crazy. I told you, sadly, fly hunting is now my best sport. I've become an expert.
Put it on your resume. Hope it becomes an Olympic sport.
It won't.
Maybe I could be the flag bearer.
About breakdancing.
Just like Coco.
I never said about breakdancing. I'm saying about fly hunting.
Yo, let's start a petition to get fly hunting in the Olympics.
I will not be doing that.
I know some NBC execs.
If you can catch it with some chopsticks, then I'll call it a great sport.
Thank you for the time, Greenberg. We always appreciate you, pal.
All right, watch out for flies.
All right.
You don't have to watch out if I'm around. I hunt them. I kill them. David Aldridge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aldridge joins us next. As if the world didn't know what a professional David Aldridge is, we right as the rejoin music for the show was kicking up, who walked in the tent but D.A.? A pro, a Hall of Famer, B. D.A., yep. How are you, man?
You say 12:30, I show up at 12:30, boss.
We appreciate you, man. You've been out here every day in mini camp just like we have. But today's the first day of training camp. And yep. there's something real not too far away in that there's, you know, these practices against the Jets and the Dolphins, these preseason games against the Jets and the Dolphins. What'd you see today?
I mean, not a whole lot, to be
right.
honest with you. I mean,
sure.
No pads, you know, very limited work. I mean, you know, it just you're always just looking to see somebody do one thing that makes you go, okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You know how you play around and you
totally
terrible. You six over, and then on the 18th, you stripe it down the middle. You go, okay, I'll be back tomorrow.
There you go.
I'll be back tomorrow. And that's, you know, so I saw Daniels made a throw. I said, okay, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. But hasn't football turned to where you don't know until the preseason game starts?
Right.
Because, I mean, listen, I know you all spoke to Dan early, and he said, we don't find out anything about the big guys until training camp.
Right.
You don't find out nothing about the big guys today either.
Not today.
You know,
today.
So when they start to go against the Jets and then go against the Dolphins, we'll start to see that. But football is doesn't really start now until week four.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you've said that many times. You don't get better at football if you don't practice playing football.
There you go.
You got to practice playing football. And they don't do that now during training camp. So you're just trying to, you know, get your stuff in and see if people have mental recognition of it.
That's it.
And that's about all you can do until you really play.
Yeah. What do you think, though, of the young quarterback?
I mean, again, I think he's got – certainly has skill in terms of putting the ball into windows and things like that and making good decisions, but – he hasn't been under duress yet, Jamie.
No, right.
He hasn't played against people trying to take his lunch money. So until we see that, I just, you know, I'm going to withhold judgment. I've said this to other people, like I just said to you guys. I don't care what Jaden Daniels does in any of the games he plays this year. I don't care if he throws for 3 touchdowns or 3 interceptions, or if he throws for 400 yards or 100 yards. All I need him to do once or twice is make a play that makes me understand why they took him second overall. That's all. Mm-hmm. And that can be a fade to the corner. It can be a scramble. It can be taking a sack if it's a smart play to make. You know, like
instead of taking a chance, throwing it down the
field. Exactly, exactly. If it ain't there, throw the ball and throw it away. You know, or take the sack. You know, like, but do something that like lets me see why they took you second.
You know,
like, I'll tell you, like the guy, the Nats got James Wood. Okay, he showed me.
Right.
Oh, that's why they traded Monsoon. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, when you think about the quarterbacks in the NFL and you look through the top 10, 15 passers, you look at yards or touchdowns, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Guys get paid on different levels, and they keep resetting the quarterback market. But true stars, true dudes that you win because of that player,
yeah,
there's only 2 or 3 of them. And then right now there might only be one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you see guys that prove it to that level, and that's right. Certainly what they're hoping they found.
Sure,
right?
sure. And, you know, I don't mind that. You know, I think you got 5 years with a quarterback, right, before you have to pay him. Now, most teams take care of it before then, I know. But you have an opportunity to build the team around him so that when you do have to pay him, if he's worth it, you've put a team that has a window. And you've seen Buffalo do it, and they had their first window. You're hoping if you're Buffalo, that's not the only window. You're thinking with Allen, we're going to have another window, maybe
right.
Two more. But they had to cut back. All right, now we got to cut it back a little bit because we're not quite good enough anymore. So you're hoping Philly's in their window right now. Well, Hurts, right? So Mahomes, obviously,
yeah.
You know. But you're right. There's not that many. You know, Dallas is. They may have gone as far as they can go with Dak. You know, this may be as good as he can play. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not a bad thing. He's been a really good quarterback, but it's not promised to you. We don't know how good Jaden Daniels is going to be.
Yeah.
But you have a chance, which you haven't had since RG3's rookie year.
See, C.J. Stroud had a great year last year. And you know me, Jay. I always say, okay, show it to me 1 year, show it to
prove
me
it.
Again.
Prove it again.
And I don't think we know until he does it again.
Yeah.
And
right.
If he does it again, then you could probably say, okay, this guy, this is who he is. But the ultimate thing, I think, we have to stop putting the pressure on 1 year,
right.
A few games,
yeah.
And let the guy make it. Because when you become the guy, you do it year after year
sure.
After year, which
sure.
Pat has done.
Well,
yeah.
To that point, I mean, think about where a lot of people were 6 games into the Howell era.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of reasons to be encouraged early
right.
on.
Right.
I told you, after 4 games, we'll see.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask you, defensively, this team was so broken last year. And the
yeah.
secondaries had a lot of struggles.
Yep.
Do you think these guys, Quinn and Witt particularly, who've had so much success defensively in Dallas, but like, I mean, Dan Quinn, that Legion of Boom, like,
yeah,
this
sure.
dude knows how to build a secondary.
Right, right.
Do you think he can do it here kind of with a lot of the same parts they had last year?
I mean, probably not. I mean, certainly not to the Legion of Boom level. They don't
sure.
have the talent. But can they be better? Look, just don't give up 6 explosives a game. That's
right,
all I'm asking.
Right.
That's all I'm asking you to do. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't, like, if you have trouble stopping the run, all right, that's a personnel thing. You know, you can address that in the draft and free agency and trades. But I can't have guys running just rampant in the secondary every week, just getting 40 and 50 yards at a crack. I have no chance of competing against that.
The stat line that cannot exist, and I always pull this up. Week 5 last year, DJ Moore had 8 catches for 230 yards with 3 touchdowns.
He's just running all over the place. Like, we got nothing to stop DJ Moore.
He averaged 29 yards a catch.
No, I mean, he just, you know, they put guys in Pro Bowls. That's how their defense is. They put opposing guys in Pro Bowls.
I'll take that to another level, though, and I think people blame the straight secondary. Get some pressure on the quarterback.
Of course, sure.
And I think we were so concerned with the pressure coming from the edges. We need pressure up the middle as
everywhere,
well.
Everywhere, wherever so, it comes from. As
you know,
long
like
as
you
consistent.
Said before, John and Deron both have played great years.
Right.
But not together. Play them together, well, and let's see what happens.
There's a reason they took young fella in the second round now.
I'm sure. Saying.
It wasn't just for fun.
Do you think, listen, I think Jamin has probably played better than most fans think, but I don't know that he's played to first round status.
Yeah.
I think Jahan was good as a rookie. I think he took a step back.
Right.
I think there's some questions about he's got to prove his ability to beat press coverage at the line. Emmanuel Forbes, though, there's really not much positives to take from last year. Like, it was pretty damn bad. Do you think these guys could figure him out? Because he was a first round grade across the league.
Right. Okay. Well, here's an idea. Maybe don't leave him singled up on A.J. Brown. Let's start with that. Because about after 2 plays, it was pretty clear he can't do that.
You have arguably the league's most physical receiver. A.J. Brown is a beast, like, and you have the league's skinniest corner.
Like, I'm not even mad at him. Like, it's not, like right. you're asking, yeah. he can't do it. That's like, David, can you lift a car? No.
Right.
No, I can't lift a car.
Right.
So here, lift this Toyota real quick for me. No, I can't do it.
It's when I play golf with B. Mitch. He's like, yo, just hit it over the bunker, under the tree, and let it roll up to the flag. I don't know how to do that,
right,
B. I don't know what to tell
Come
you.
Come on, man. Stop asking people to do things they can't do. Like,
yeah.
So if no, I, no, they if he can't put his hands on a guy and he struggles with it, then maybe play some zone with him then. Do something else with him then. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yeah, I would have loved to see them adjust.
Help them.
Like you tell players all the time, when something happens that you don't expect, you got to make adjustments.
Yeah.
I didn't see the defensive coaching staff make no adjustments with him. So at my point, I'm not blaming him completely.
No.
I'm blaming them. You had 2 head coaches on defense last year.
Yes.
And they never changed any damn thing whole year.
You can do one or two things. If he can't do what you need him to do, take him off the field.
Bam.
Right? But if
that
you leave him on
happened.
The field, then you have
well,
to help
him.
They
did that. They took him off the
Eventually.
Field. They did. And he came back and played a little better.
Played a little better. You know, so I'm not giving up on him. I think, I don't know about Davis. I just don't know. I do think he showed he was pretty good in the box. All right, then let's put him in the box.
I think he might be able to provide some pressure. If they're willing to move him around, I do think he might be able to provide some pressure.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you one other thing.
Yeah.
As we see the this is league-wide, we're zooming out here. All of a sudden, the NFL and the NFLPA appear to be making real progress towards this 18 games.
Game. Yeah, yeah.
And everything in the world is about money. But I find it very hard to believe that on some level, the folks at the league and the PA haven't looked at the NBA TV deal that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait, they're getting that much? It's time for us to get way more.
Yeah.
Do you think that could be a subplot to all this?
I mean, the NBA is catching up. They're not quite there yet, but they're catching up.
But it's more money than folks were expecting.
No question. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of money.
It's just like the quarterback deal, though. That market is going to be set again.
Sure.
Yes.
The next one is going to be way more.
Because the NFL is bulletproof, essentially. Like, it's unkillable. There's nothing you can do.
Well, dude, add that 18th game,
right.
And all of a sudden you got to renegotiate.
Yeah, exactly. And now you got more people, more games means more people bid on the packages, and that means the cost goes up, right?
Yep.
So,
I know that the NFL is bulletproof because David Aldridge is a Hall of Famer, and if you watch him on Sundays, the amount of care and emotion and passion that goes into managing his fantasy football team is unparalleled across the country.
But I'll say this though, Dave. I think we all know the league cares about money.
Yeah.
But they didn't know how much Lord Howell knows money.
Right,
and
right,
I think
right,
moving
right.
forward, the NFLPA is going to get their share.
Right.
Moving forward.
A much bigger.
He's going to present certain things. The man could care less about some of the stuff the league likes to offer.
Right. Private equity.
As long as you're taking care of us the proper way. Because when I talk with him, he was like, we're a partnership.
Exactly.
We need to start acting like
it.
Hey,
we have your partners.
Well, and
partners,
I think he's not looking to be combative openly. Right?
Right,
because there's not a lot of value in that.
Right, 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 right. Right. But equity,
right.
Equity, like when man Eddie Murphy said, "Huff."
You mean huff,
huff,
huff, Eddie, huff.
AJ Brown in two games against Washington last year, in the Week 4 overtime loss for Washington, 9 catches for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yes, he did.
And then when Philly came to DC, he had 8 catches for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he did. Maybe not.
So 17 for over 300.
Right. Yeah, and 4 TDs.
4 touchdowns. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Just in the division.
But they got better in the second game.
Just in the division, you're going to get CD and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And Devontae. I mean, Philly's loaded.
Yeah.
And who knows what Malik Nabers becomes. But, like, the secondary has to be better immediately just against Philly and Dallas.
Right. But the second, to B's point, the secondary gets better when the pass rush gets better.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, they got to fix that first.
Like, well, it's like, we can talk about Jaden all we want, but if that left tackle spot doesn't get answered, whether it's Coleman or Big Luke
whoever,
you know what I mean?
My thing is, I know in this town, it's always about the quarterback.
Sure, it's every
time. I'm going to just go out on a limb and let everybody out there know, if the offensive line play, the line of scrimmage play doesn't get better, nothing is going to change.
Right, right.
It has to get better offensively and defensively.
Right.
And if you look at the great teams that were here,
right,
they won at the offensive line.
Of course.
You look at the teams that win the Super Bowl, they win at the offensive line. Listen, football is mixed up. Mm. The jerseys that they buy is the receivers and the quarterbacks. You know who do the most work?
Big
offensive
uglies.
Line, defensive line.
Big uglies.
It happens all the time. But we get caught up on just the quarterback.
Yeah.
But if on this team, and I said to them, you got to get better. You can't keep telling me what you are, how good you are. You got to show it.
Right.
If they don't show it, I don't care what you have in front of behind them. It ain't going to work for them.
Well, I think the D-line, I think the floor of the D-line has gone up. I think
also,
you'll have. Yeah.
I mean, that's, we don't know.
We don't.
So. I would think, though, that especially at the D-tackle position, they're deep. They got veterans. They got the young guys now who are pushing the veterans. If they can't get it done this year, I don't know when they're going to get it done.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Those guys got to be dominant this year.
Last one is just a yes or no answer.
Sure.
Team USA win the gold?
Yes. Yes.
Yes-ish.
I mean.
They were awakened.
To me, it's about Durant. Durant is the best international player maybe in the history of this country. He's been in the cycle for almost 16 years now.
Wow.
And has been great. At every time. So if he plays, if he's healthy enough to play 20, 25 minutes, they separate from the rest of the world because he's so good. But if he's limited or he gets hurt again, their margin for error shrinks dramatically and they can lose.
I mean, we've seen
it. They can lose.
Germany, the South Sudan game.
Can lose.
DA, thank you, dude. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Everybody give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Check out his work in The Athletic. All right, Beavis and Finley live. Out at Ashburn, Virginia, Commanders training camp. All of our training camp coverage all summer brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Check them out, paulhenryswindows.com. They're taking great care of my house, Brian's house. We love those guys. You should check them out.
Yep. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
Damn right. I want to get to this Aaron Rodgers stuff, but we don't have enough time here. We got Commanders roster review coming up. But real quick, our guy, RG3, Robert Griffin III, just tweeted out, there isn't an analyst out there with a better stroke or ballsmanship.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
How clearly is Robert just trying to make everything a sex joke?
How?
And, like, what's the point of this? Yo, I make a lot of dumb jokes. I did 10-minute bit about Coco Gauff. But, like, what are we doing here?
I don't know, bro.
Jeff, I dropped that tweet in there. What'd you think of that?
It's corny. Like, if you gotta force it like that, it's corny. Like, when the dude was like, big Phoenix energy. Like, it was all corny, bro. Like, You can't force it. You got, like, when that moment comes.
If it just happens, it happens.
Yeah, when the moment comes for a pause, it's supposed to be like.
With they writing scripts, man.
Not like, oh, bruh, come on, you really just put this.
Hold up, I didn't see this. So I know it was like last month or something, Robert tweeted out, "Dear fans, this is a safe space. Would we like to see the Redskins logo come back?" Right? Which is just engagement. What do they call it? Engagement farming? What's the term?
He's trying to get on the side of people.
Right. Did you see what his pinned tweet is now?
Is what?
The like the top of your Twitter, you can have one
pinned.
Pinned.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear America, this is a safe space.
I thought you said twinned Pete.
I may have. Pinned tweet. Dear America, this is a safe space. Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race. Who do you want to be the Democratic nominee? Like, what are you doing, Rob?
Nah, bro. When you looking for a 9-to-5, you put out everything to try to see if you can hit.
Yeah, it looks like there's no link to ESPN in his bio anymore. And I think we all...
Have you seen him on ESPN?
Not in a while. And didn't they announce that Jason Kelce got the Monday Night Football job?
Okay, well...
So maybe that's what some of this is, but I just... Here's what I know about Robert. He's smart about ball, and he's a really good analyst. When the actual in-game...
Oh, he is.
...breaking down plays, he's very good at it.
I give him credit for that, but, like, when you have that ability, but you keep being a character, you mess yourself up.
Yeah, man. Lean into being good at football on the analysis side and not all the goofy stuff. Here's what I'd like to do. We got a Commanders roster review coming up. I think we're talking O-line, B, and I think this is what might matter the most this fall, particularly as it pertains to one Jaden Daniels. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Letic. All right, Beavis Finley live out at Ashburn, Virginia, Commanders training camp. All of our training camp coverage all summer brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Check them out, paulhenryswindows.com. They're taking great care of my house, Brian's house. We love those guys. You should check them out.
Yep.
You're clear. Home improvement choice.
Damn right. I want to get to this Aaron Rodgers stuff, but we don't have enough time here. We got Commanders roster review coming up. But real quick. Our guy, RG3, Robert Griffin III, just tweeted out, there isn't an analyst out there with a better stroke or ballsmanship.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
How clearly is Robert just trying to make everything a sex joke?
I don't know.
And, like, what's the point of this? Yo, I make a lot of dumb jokes. I did 10-minute bit about Coco Gauff. But, like, what are we doing here?
I don't know, bro.
Jeff, I dropped that tweet in there. What'd you think of that?
It's corny. Like, if you gotta force it like that, it's corny. Like, when the dude was like, big Phoenix energy, like, it was all corny, bro. Like, you can't force it. You got, like, when that moment comes.
If it just happens, it happens.
Yeah, when the moment comes for a pause,
damn.
It's supposed to be like.
They writing scripts, man.
Not like, oh, bro, come on, you really just put this.
Hold up, I didn't see this. So I know it was like last month or something, Robert tweeted out, dear fans, this is a safe space. Would we like to see the Redskins logo come back, right? Which is just engagement. What do they call it? Engagement farming? What's the term?
He's trying to get on the side of people.
Right. Did you see what his pinned tweet is now?
His what?
The like the top of your Twitter, you can have one
pinned.
Pinned.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear America, this is a safe space.
I thought
space.
You said twinned Pete.
I may have. Pinned tweet. Dear America, this is a safe space. Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race. Who do you want to be the Democratic nominee? Like, what are you doing, Rob?
Nah, bro. When you looking for a 9-to-5, you put out everything to try to see if you can hit.
Yeah, it looks like he – there's no link to ESPN in his bio anymore. And I think we all –
have you seen him on ESPN?
Not in a while. And didn't they announce that Jason Kelce got the Monday Night Football job?
Okay, well.
So maybe that's what some of this is. But I just – here's what I know about Robert. He's smart about ball, and he's a really good analyst. When the actual in-game
– oh, he is.
Breaking down plays, he's very good at
it. I give him credit for that. But, like, when you have that ability but you keep being a character, you mess yourself up.
Yeah, man. Lean into being good at football on the analysis side and not all the goofy stuff. Here's what I'd like to do. We got a Commanders roster review coming up. I think we're talking O-line, B, and I think this is what might matter the most this fall, particularly as it pertains to one Jaden Daniels. Nobody go anywhere. Athletic. All right, Beavis and Finley live out at Ashburn, Virginia, Commanders training camp. All of our training camp coverage all summer brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Check them out, paulhenryswindows.com. They've taken great care of my house, Brian's house. We love those guys. You should check them out.
Yep.
You're clear. Home improvement choice.
Damn right. I want to get to this Aaron Rodgers stuff, but we don't have enough time here. We got Commanders roster review coming up. But real quick. Our guy, RG3, Robert Griffin III, just tweeted out, there isn't an analyst out there with a better stroke or ballsmanship.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
How clearly is Robert just trying to make everything a sex joke?
How?
And, like, what's the point of this? Yo, I make a lot of dumb jokes. I did 10-minute bit about Coco Gauff. But, like, what are we doing here?
I don't know, bro.
Jeff, I dropped that tweet in there. What'd you think of that?
It's corny. Like, if you gotta force it like that, it's corny. Like, when the dude was like, big Phoenix energy, like, it was all corny, bro. Like, you can't force it. You got, like, when that moment comes.
If it just happens, it happens.
Yeah, when the moment comes for a pause,
damn,
it's supposed to be like.
They writing scripts, man.
Not like, oh, bro, come on. You really just put this.
Hold up. I didn't see this. So I know it was like last month or something. Robert tweeted out, dear fans, this is a safe space. Would we like to see the Redskins logo come back, right? Which is just engagement. What do they call it? Engagement farming? What's the term?
He's trying to get on the side of people.
Right. Did you see what his pinned tweet is now?
His what?
Like, the top of your Twitter, you can have one
pinned.
Pinned.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear America, this is a safe space.
I thought
space.
You said twinned Pete.
I may have. Pinned tweet. Dear America, this is a safe space. Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race. Who do you want to be the Democratic nominee? Like, what are you doing, Rob?
Nah, bro. When you looking for a 9-to-5, you put out everything to try to see if you can hit.
Yeah, it looks like... There's no link to ESPN in his bio anymore. And I think we all...
Have you seen him on ESPN?
Not in a while. And didn't they announce that Jason Kelce got the Monday Night Football job?
Okay, well.
So maybe that's what some of this is, but I just... Here's what I know about Robert. He's smart about ball, and he's a really good analyst. The actual in-game...
Oh, he is.
Breaking down plays, he's very good at it.
I give him credit for that, but, like, when you have that ability... But you keep being a character, you mess yourself up.
Yeah, man. Lean into being good at football on the analysis side and not all the goofy stuff. Here's what I'd like to do. We got a Commanders roster review coming up. I think we're talking O-line, B, and I think this is what might matter the most this fall, particularly as it pertains to one Jaden Daniels. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.